great future. We're talking real money.
Hello and welcome to Talking Real Money Daily. I'm Don McDonald. This is a short week this week. I was out yesterday because of my oscopies. I had a pair of oscopies. I don't want to get into details, but they kind of left me a little loopy yesterday, so I didn't do a show. Didn't do a podcast. Then I'm going to do one today. Then, because the recorded shows from Saturday have not yet been turned into a podcast, they're a little behind in the editing department. So those will turn up Wednesday and Thursday. Or is that right? Yeah, I think Wednesday and Thursday is when they normally drop, don't they? See, I'm still confused from the propofol yesterday. What was I saying? Okay, so we'll have those shows Wednesday and Thursday. And then I'm taking a little micro vacation. And I do mean micro. So there will not be a Talking Real Money Daily on Friday because I'm taking some time off. I'll be back doing the show on Saturday, though, so everything will be normal. And this all works out because apparently we've answered all of your questions. Every question that could possibly be asked has been asked because we have no questions pending in the phone log or in the Talking Real Money comment file. And you can send questions in to Talking Real Money through TalkingRealMoney.com, and we'll answer those on the podcast. Or you could call them in, leave it as a question on our answering thing, and we'll answer them on a future podcast. So you can call 855-935-TALK anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and ask a question, or you can send them in through TalkingRealMoney.com. All right, so this will be short today. Short and sweet. It's time for a reality check. Now, let me preface this with a couple of things. One, I don't really care, nor should you, what the stock market does day to day. Over long periods of time, it has always risen more than it's fallen, and there's a good reason for that. The global economy has grown larger over time, over decades, or centuries, or millennia even. Generally, even just over years gets bigger most of the time. Sometimes you get a depression, but those are rare. I want to talk a little bit about the stupidity, though, that happens with the stock market from time to time. And one of those times was yesterday. Yesterday, when I was all dopey, the stock market plunged a whole bunch, you know, 2-3%. The U.S. markets. Was there a reason for that? Well, it was blamed on the trade war. Now, again, let me preface this by saying I hate trade wars. I think free trade is a very good thing. However, the Chinese are cheaters. They really are. They don't play fair. I think they feel like they're owed something. You know, they were oppressed by Western colonialism. But they're pretty good at what they do. And we import an awful lot of stuff from them. Awful lot of stuff. But not so much stuff that it would destroy our economy to have a 25% tariff on it. I mean, the numbers don't bear it out. The market went down yesterday by like $750 billion in reaction to the tariffs. But the numbers that I've seen show that the tariffs on the current tariffs that Trump put into effect, and I'm not a big Trump fan, and that's an understatement, but the tariffs he put into effect come to about $30 billion a year. Now, $30 billion, is that really going to do almost $1 trillion worth of damage to the U.S. economy? It seems like it's probably an emotional overreaction. And that's what we tend to do. We emotionally overreact. And while a trade war is not a good thing, and it will make some things a little bit more expensive, but it's not going to, nobody's going to die over a trade war. Even the farmers aren't going to die over a trade war. There may be some who suffer, who struggle, yeah. But there's a market for almost everything, at the right price. Almost everything. Plus, the Chinese buy almost nothing from us. Their total imports from the United States, total, everything they buy from us, is less than 1% of our gross domestic product on an annual basis. It's really not that big a deal. So this is not something to panic about. And I think you saw that today. I think a lot of folks on Wall Street looked around and went, did we take it down that much for a reason? No, it was emotional. And we need to wring the emotion out of investing. So you need to quit paying attention to the markets and pay less attention to the news. Pay almost no attention to the rhetoric and hyperbole that is spread by everyone on every side. It's not just Republicans or Democrats. It's everybody. Everybody's full of it. They're always out there trying to pitch their own perspective to their own ends. So you just need to ignore it and just invest and always invest and then rebalance. Rebalancing will take care of all this fluctuation because you'll be buying things that are down while you're selling things that are up. It's a pretty simple process. And if you have a specific question, call me, if it's a short one, at 855-935-TALK and leave that question. If you have a longer, more involved question, I want you to know that we have advisors available to help you, and they will not try to sell you anything. I promise they will just help on a one-time basis. If you want them to work for you full-time, you have to pay us. But we're not going to pitch that. So you can do that by just setting up an appointment. You can set up an appointment online at talkingrealmoney.com. It's that easy. You won't be bugged. You won't be hassled. You won't have people calling you all the time. That's a promise from me. And you can call and yell at me if I lie about this, which I'm not. 855-935-TALK or visit us at talkingrealmoney.com. And thanks for listening to the podcast. And I hope you enjoy the ones over the next couple days. There won't be one, a new one Friday. Back to the regular grind next week. Take good care. I'm Don McDonald.
Talking Real Money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, knowing can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestory, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit talkingrealmoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.